Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today we're talking about fibromyalgia, the frustration of fibromyalgia.
And that's exactly true. The poor people who have it is a very frustrating disease and something that most doctors, they actually say that there's nothing that can be done for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what, Dr. Prather, what is fibromyalgia?
Well, that's a good question. And a matter of fact, a lot of people have a lot of misconception. And even within the doctors, there's a lot of misconception. But the true definition of fibromyalgia is an autoimmune disease of the lymphatic tissue. So, you know, you've got a situation where you have an inflammatory condition that has kind of, that is spread throughout the body, which the lymph system covers the entire body, and then causing a tremendous amount of pain, discomfort, and definitely wears down the health of the individual.
How is fibromyalgia diagnosed?
Well, the official way that you diagnose fibromyalgia is you go in and poke on different points on the lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. So there are areas of the lymph system where it gathers and concentrates. And what you do is you rub over those areas. And if the person goes, ow, 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 then in enough of those points, then it's definitely fibromyalgia. Now, for myself, it's a very easy type of diagnosis. I have a nurse practitioner and a medical doctor who work in our office, and it's a little confusing for them oftentimes to try to figure out whether someone truly has fibromyalgia or not. Mm-hmm. But for me, one of the things is that as a chiropractor, we're very good with our hands. Mm-hmm. We do an awful lot of body work on people.
I can attest to that. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and all my patients can too, because I seem to know right where they're
sore. If you're a new listener, we're married.
Okay. That's a good point to put in.
Yeah.
But my patients and, you know, it's the nurse practitioner who I go in on exams quite a bit just says, how do you do that? You know, just kind of know right where to go.
Yeah.
But, you know, when someone actually says that they come in, they have fibromyalgia, I trace the lymphatic tissue. Mm-hmm. I can feel the, as a matter of fact, I can even look at it and see a certain type of a edema that happens in the body.
The swelling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where there's just, you know, those areas of lymph concentration where, you know, you have that soft tissue. I go in there and poke on it. It really hardly takes anything just to even touch the area, and the patient's kind of really squirming. And that's a confirmation of fibromyalgia. So, you know, if you have someone who's very good with their hands, can differentiate tissue, can feel it, that's the accepted way of actually diagnosing fibromyalgia.
So you called it's an autoimmune disease of
Correct.
The lymphatic system. What is an autoimmune disease?
That's where the body attacks itself. Mm-hmm. So what is occurring is that the body immune system, and basically whenever you have a compromised, weakened immune system, then you actually have two layers of your immune system. You have an outer immune system, which basically is supposed to handle infections, different types of pathogens, very important for the health and well-being of the system. Then you have more of an inflammatory repair immune system. And when the outer immune system fails, the inner immune system takes over a lot of the responsibilities, and it's really not very, you know, it wasn't designed to do that. Mm-hmm. And as it's doing that and it gets stimulated, then it actually starts to attack the body itself. And it just depends on where the greatest stress on the body is. That's the area that it attacks. So what you're talking about in this instance is that the body's actually attacking the lymphatic system and causing a tremendous amount of inflammation and pain.
And when you think, you know, fibromyalgia, Myalgia means muscle pain. Muscle pain.
And there's actually several different types of pains that can be through the body. Mm-hmm. And there is a differentiation on that, and actually even how they're treated. So, you know, making that differentiation is very important on the treatment.
Right, and fibromyalgia is just a lump a lot into that, right? It's
sure.
a diagnosis.
Sure, and I find people who come in who have been oftentimes diagnosed with fibromyalgia really don't have fibromyalgia. They have something else going on.
Mm-hmm.
And some people who haven't been diagnosed with fibromyalgia truly have fibromyalgia.
So it's misdiagnosed.
It's misdiagnosed a tremendous amount. And it's sort of a catch term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not, you know, if you're not really qualified to do the examination on that, then, you know, it's sort of a guess on whether that's actually what they have. But we're very, very accurate on that and know exactly if that's that's actually the problem.
What causes fibromyalgia?
You know, you're talking about, you know, the autoimmune disease where it's attacking itself. But there's a lot more involved with that. You know, why is the immune system compromised?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is one of the big things that we always look at. But then also, why is the immune system actually attacking the lymphatic tissue? The lymphatic tissue has to be an area of problems, you know, for it to actually start to attack. So the lymph system, understanding what the lymph system does, it's sort of the sewer system of the body.
Mm.
So, you know, if you're having, it actually moves a lot of the white blood cells through there. It detoxes the body, very much involved in detoxification. It naturally becomes inflamed and swollen if you have certain types of infections. You know, having lymph nodes, you know, swell up, you know, when you have a viral bacterial infection is a very common type of thing. Also cancer, lymph nodes oftentimes will swell. So basically there is some type of a compromise in the lymph system for the fibromyalgia to occur. And a compromise in the immune system are the two things that need to actually occur. So usually you're talking either about a pathogen or a toxin that is really hitting the lymph system. So something called xenobiotics. We have the eight pillars of perfect health.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see, I think it's number three point on that, because there's eight pillars of perfect health.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is something called xenobiotics, strangers to the body. So there is some type of stranger to the body, you know, stranger danger, stranger to the body that is traveling through the lymphatic system that probably has also caused a compromise of the immune system. And when it has that combination, then fibromyalgia is a very easy thing to start to occur.
You know, and you described the lymph system, which was interesting, as a sewer. You know, and you... As a sewer, you don't want to stay stagnant. You know,
correct.
You don't want that stagnant.
Correct.
It's smelly. It's,
yes.
You know, and that lymph system is a lot of the problem when it becomes stagnant and not moving.
Aren't you smart?
I am.
I had not pointed
visual.
That out. No. I mean, it's absolutely true. You know, if you can keep the lymphatic system moving, it takes out the swelling and the pain drops dramatically. When it's swollen up, that's when the body actually starts to attack it. So keeping that lymphatic system moving is extremely important. When it becomes stagnant, when it isn't moving properly, then that's where you start to have an increase in the fibromyalgia pain. So oftentimes when a patient can come in and we can do some different types of things, all of a sudden the lymph system starts moving, and it's like, oh my gosh, I have no...
Mm-hmm.
The amount of pain that actually drops on that is quite remarkable.
Well, in our last segment of the show, we're going to have a testimony from a patient who was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and an infection that went misdiagnosed or was not even diagnosed in her body.
Certainly.
And the difference it made in her life. It's a remarkable story. So you talked, Dr. Prather, about fibromyalgia being misdiagnosed quite a bit. Right. So what is the proper, and why is the proper diagnosis is important?
Well, you know, the proper diagnosis, if you're trying to deal with, if I have someone and they have myofasciitis instead of fibromyalgia, mm-hmm. as one example, you're going to get a totally different type of a scenario on that. I had a patient who, just as an example, was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And it truly wasn't fibromyalgia. It was the connective tissue, where she had deposited a tremendous amount of aluminum toxicity through her body. And treating her for the way that you would treat for fibromyalgia for the myofasciitis problem, totally different approaches, different outcomes. And as we switched her to a myofasciitis type of treatment, her recovery rate was remarkable. If you're concentrating on the lymphatic system, you need to make sure that it's actually a lymphatic issue. Mm. And then proper diagnosis is absolutely critical. Mm-hmm. Not just that you have found that it's fibromyalgia.
Right.
But what
That's
is the under...
That's just the beginning.
That's just the beginning.
Oh, I got my diagnosis. Okay.
You know, fibromyalgia, there are probably thousands of different causes of fibromyalgia. Mm-hmm. And that's where we really differentiate ourselves from the normal allopathic type of care. Okay, you have fibromyalgia, you know, the medical model is to let's figure out how we can decrease the fibromyalgia pain, what
the
medications,
symptoms.
The symptoms involved. But with proper diagnosis, we can actually find the underlying reason, like the woman that you were referring to had an underlying infection mm-hmm. that was actually causing the problem, which is a very common type of an issue, and you have to find out what the infection is, you know, where it originates, and how you can actually decrease it. There can be heavy metal toxicity that could be going on. There could be severe nutritional deficiencies that could actually be kicking that off, or a combination of things. Mm-hmm. So understanding what it is, what's the underlying cause, is critical to our type of care.
Okay. Come back. Let's talk more on the frustration of fibromyalgia.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, the Prather Practice now offers counseling services. Why did you decide to add that to your practice?
It's something that I always knew was necessary, was looking forward to the right person coming in. You know, if you have an illness going on, that can be very emotionally devastating. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the emotions and some of the things that happen to us can actually lead to some of the health conditions that people experience. We are more than just our spine. Mm-hmm. We are more than just our physiology, but also how we think has a huge effect on each one of those different aspects. And those things then also have an effect on our thinking. Mm-hmm. So incorporating the whole aspect of counseling into the office is just a very natural outgrowth in us becoming an integrated and a total holistic type of a practice. Mm-hmm. So this was something that I, in my original thoughts 30 years ago of getting into my practice, having this aspect was a very important part of it, mm-hmm. and we are now doing it. We are a holistic practice, mm-hmm. and if you don't understand the emotional aspect, if you don't understand the patterns that we have, then you can't really get to the complete healing of the patient. Oftentimes we can get a release in the physical body and it creates some emotional tension. The emotional tension will cause tension within the body. So getting down to that root, and we have so many different types of layers that can start to accumulate. And we see the evidence of the issues in people's body that creates disease in them. The underlying problem can be an emotional issue, past experiences, past habits, and coping mechanisms that we can have. We see oftentimes people have an injury and their whole body has kind of shifted to compensate for that injury.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing on an emotional type of level. People have had injuries and they've had compensations. And getting through those compensations to get to the injury is an ongoing type of process that a skilled counselor has to be able to find out, just like we do that on a physical level. And the physical and the emotional are very, very connected. As you can approach it from both angles, mm-hmm. I think we're going to get a far, far better results than we could separate.
Yeah, and I know we already are.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. To the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about the frustration of fibromyalgia. And Dr. Prather, why is it frustrating?
It's frustrating because the normal, if you go to about 100 doctors.
Uh-huh. I'm not going to go to 100 doctors.
I had one patient who had gone to 16 doctors
mm-hmm.
for the fibromyalgia. It had actually taken quite a few to actually get to the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, which is absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the patient actually had fibromyalgia. It was a rheumatologist who diagnosed it. They had all said the same thing. There's really nothing that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Even some alternative doctors, you know, people who actually do this type of thing, had tried a few things, hadn't really seen any results, and said, you're just going to have to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I applaud this person to really keep on looking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I say to patients is, you know, there is always an answer to everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you can make improvements. You know, even if it's a terminal illness, we've had people with, you know, pancreatic cancer that was a death sentence,
mm-hmm.
but we were able to make their quality of life so much better. So there's always ways of helping in any type of situation.
Right,
and just
be
not
persistent.
Persistence is a very important type of thing. So she had gone through 16 doctors and had finally gotten a proper diagnosis, but then also had the frustration that there wasn't anything that could be done, and that just didn't make sense to this individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she could tell that there were differences on, you know, she says, where are some days better than others? Mm-hmm. There has to be some type of an influence. She says, and I can eat wrong, I can get stressed, and, not get enough sleep, and my fibromyalgia symptoms go right through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
I have some really good months, do different types of things, and I'm thinking that I'm actually getting better. So there are things that influence this. You know, how can I actually pursue this in such a way that I can get this under control?
Mm-hmm.
So that persistence paid off in finding us, having some real answers. We were able to then not only confirm that it was fibromyalgia, give her some definite strategies to improve it, but we found the underlying cause. And I said, you know, if we can find the underlying cause, eliminate that underlying cause, your fibromyalgia will be gone. And, you know, she almost fell out of her chair
mm-hmm.
because she said, you know, you mean this can actually be something that I don't have to worry about? And I said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something, now it's not going to happen overnight. You know,
right.
For as severe as you are, I'm sure it's going to take a year, 2 years, you know, somewhere in through there. But this can be gotten under control. It took about a year and 3 months.
Yeah.
And it was eliminated.
Yeah, we're going to share the story on the fourth segment. And this woman said, I mean, her legs felt like concrete,
yes.
You know. And it did take 2 years
mm-hmm.
of treatment. But she's feeling wonderful.
Yes.
You know, and persistence is important, and hope.
Right.
And not giving up.
It's because I've had people say, wow, this problem's going to take 2 years. And I said, well, yeah, you can either, in 2 years be well, or you can be 2 years and be worse. Which one do you want to do? I mean, I can't repair. The body does not repair any quicker than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 years are going to come and go. Where do you want to be in 2 years? And they kind of laugh, and just like you did, and say, well, yeah, okay. I wish it would take shorter amount of time. And I says, you know what? Women come in and say, I've been carrying this baby for 6 months. When is it going to come? And I said, 9 months, So it's a matter of, things just take a certain amount of time.
Right. So, Dr. Prather, I'm still intrigued, too, with fibromyalgia's autoimmune system of the lymph system.
Autoimmune disease of the lymph system,
yeah.
Right.
Do people know that? I was talking to someone that came for an interview and told me she was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, but had never heard that.
Right.
That it was an autoimmune disease of her lymph system.
The public does not know this. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the majority of doctors don't actually understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that is acknowledged in the scientific circles? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that is known but isn't known, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. Well, let's talk about, you talk about it being misdiagnosed. You've had people come in that thought they had fibromyalgia and didn't. But why are diagnostic tests so important? And then, in treating fibromyalgia. And then let's talk about what those diagnostic tests do, and what you
Excellent.
Do here at the Prather practice.
Well, diagnostics, I really cannot fix people without proper diagnostics.
Mm-hmm.
In extremely thorough diagnostics. I've had many people who've looked over, I've sent in the charts and the diagnostics that I do, the very thorough blood tests, the hair analysis, GI, all the different types of things that we do to look at the body. And they say, wow, that's over diagnostics. Well, no, you have to have every different type of an aspect to understand how you're going to fix this problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what's out of kilter, if you don't know the underlying cause, for me, I can't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more important for our type of care, where we're dealing with structure function care, and achieving homeostasis for the diagnostics than it is even for the disease care model.
Mm.
The reason is because we have to know how the body is out of homeostasis and look at all the different types of factors to get the body up to a point that it can start to achieve homeostasis on its own. So the diagnostics is absolutely critical for our style of care.
Well, let's talk about blood work. What role does blood work play in fibromyalgia?
Well, the blood work is the blueprint of the body's health.
Mm-hmm.
It tells us what's going on physiologically, and if you can understand the physiology of the body, then you can understand how to actually make the corrections. I have to know that the liver's compromised, kidneys aren't working up to par. I need to know how the endocrine system's working. Those types of blood work tests are critical to know how you need to support the body, and then also to remeasure and make sure that you're making the changes in the body.
Mm-hmm.
But also blood work can give you a tremendous amount of other information, like what type of infection are we actually dealing with? How compromised is the immune system? So, getting those types of tests out of it. Also, you can do blood tests and actually find out specifically on what nutritional deficiencies you have.
Mm.
So you actually know that you have certain B vitamin deficiencies. It's not a guess. It's actually known. I've had many people who came in who had been given vitamin D by their doctor without any blood tests. You can't do that. And you have to recheck it to make sure that when you get up to the proper level that you discontinue. So not only do you need to do the blood test to determine that you need it, but you also need the blood test to determine when to stop it. Everything can become a toxin.
And the vitamin D, everybody's low on vitamin D,
Mm-hmm.
So to do that without blood tests, because that's a fat-soluble
vitamin. And can actually accumulate in the liver and cause damage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having those blood tests to see not only when you start it, but also when you stop is important. And I've had many people who came in who had been put on vitamin D as a supplement, which has a tremendous amount of number of people who have a deficiency and can cause a tremendous amount of problems, and has a very strong effect on the fibromyalgia. But if you get too much, then there's also a huge amount of problem that can occur there.
You know, and our blood work is so thorough. Yes. And most insurances cover it.
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful. You know, and it tells so much as long as the doctor can read it. You know, is looking beyond ranges.
Well, you know, you look at just the savings that occurred by fixing these people and their fibromyalgia. It's a very expensive disease. Mm-hmm. There is the steroids that people take to keep the pain so that they can actually function will eventually kill them and compromise their immune system even more. Wow. So I have a lot of people who are on several different medications because of the fibromyalgia, which helps with the symptoms short term, but actually makes the disease process even worse.
Right.
So
if you're going to be on them short term.
Right. It's a perfect type of thing. But, you know, we save that person a tremendous amount of expenses, and the insurance company actually a tremendous amount of expenses.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get the results, get things turned around, you turn someone who's going to be sick their entire life with more and more problems starting to occur into someone who's now healthy, can be contributing to their family, society, and not be a burden.
That's awesome. Let's talk about, because you mentioned aluminum, and I know, you know, what role does the hair analysis play?
The hair analysis is a great type of way, because what you're looking at is tissue minerals and metals. Not only do you want to see what's going on in the blood, because you can check heavy metals in the bloodstream, but that's more of an acute situation. But actually looking at the hair analysis and what's deposited in the tissue is a very, very important aspect of what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone has a heavy metal toxicity, mercury, aluminum, you discussed arsenic. The worst one that we've actually seen is nickel. Nickel actually is something that can really kick off fibromyalgia.
They used to put it in fillings. Hopefully they don't anymore.
Well, they actually still do. But nickel toxicity is something that when I see that in fibromyalgia, we know we're going to make a very big difference on the patient as soon as we get that out.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at that, and then also the balance of the different types of minerals. Is the calcium-magnesium ratio in line? Copper-zinc plays a very huge role. Zinc deficiency definitely plays a role in fibromyalgia. So looking at those things and seeing exactly how that's put together, but the tissue minerals is a very important type of way, and a very accepted, according to the Center of Disease Control, National Institute of Health, of actually checking for those problems.
Well, let's talk. Okay, we've talked about blood work, you know, the importance, the role of blood work, hair analysis. Why is a thorough gastrointestinal evaluation important?
Well, 80% of the immune system is around the GI.
Mm.
So if you're having a compromise in the immune system, also a lot of the toxins that are absorbed in the body through the GI tract deposit into the lymph system is actually traveling around. Understanding the gut and its relationship to the lymph system and fibromyalgia is critical. Matter of fact, oftentimes, the majority of the times, we actually find the problem in the gut for fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not looking and evaluating the gut health on the amount of normal bacteria, any infections in through there, just the enzymes, all the different factors that go into the gut health, you're never going to really be thorough in your treatment of fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's absolutely critical. I tell people that if they have fibromyalgia, I just require them to get a GI
And a lot of times that also is covered by insurance,
too. Most of the time it is, yes. So that is something that we pretty well just, you know, make that a very standard type of thing.
And then why is chiropractic exam so important? You know, we do structure function care here.
Sure.
The structural part.
Well, the chiropractic is an important part because the chiropractic controls the nervous system. And if the nervous system isn't working correctly, the body has a very difficult time on healing. The two things that are basic in getting the body up to running that tell the rest of the body what to do is the nervous system and the endocrine system. And, of course, they work hand in hand with each other. So if you're not dealing chiropractically to get the nervous system up to par, your success rate with the fibromyalgia is definitely not going to be where it is. So looking at a comprehensive healthcare facility that includes both structure function is critical if you have fibromyalgia.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about how fibromyalgia is treated here at the Prather Practice.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
So I go in for the eye exam. I can feel my eye doctor losing his patience with me. Let's try it again, Brian. Which one do you like better, number one or number two? I don't like either one of those. Yeah, but that wasn't the question I asked, was it? I asked you which one you like better, and I was careful to phrase it that way. So why don't you keep that in mind while we try it yet again? Which one do you like better, number one or number two?
They're about the same!
Well, why would I waste your time and mine by making them both the same? Did you ever stop to think about that? You ready to try it one more time?
What do you want from me?
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking today about fibromyalgia, and Dr. Prather, you've talked how important the diagnostics is, that they're the blueprint, especially the blood work, to health, and if someone is a new listener, you know, your training, you have a diploma in internal diagnostics, which you have had how many hours of just studying lab work?
650 hours.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
So when you look at blood work, you're not looking just over at those normal ranges.
Certainly.
You're looking way beyond it and how things work together.
We're looking at homeostasis. It's a different way of analyzing blood work. I've had several doctors and nurses who were somewhat familiar with blood work. I had to explain to them, you know, what we were looking at and why. These numbers are backed up by science. And we find it very, very true. So it's something that, you know, you have to have specialized training in that, and most doctors don't. So looking at truly what's homeostasis, what is normal, and where the optimum health is, it's a very important part of, and then being able to connect the dots and what's really going on with the system.
Well, let's talk about how fibromyalgia is treated at the Prather practice.
Well, fibromyalgia is treated both structurally and functionally. And so really understanding the combination of those, and the combination on that really makes our results much, much higher. Structure affects function, function affects structure, and if you can work on both of them together at the same time, then you get a tremendous amount of changes that can actually occur. Otherwise, one is actually dragging down the other.
Mm-hmm.
So the from a structural standpoint, being able to look at the body and then getting the body to be lined up. Oftentimes we can get a dramatic change just by getting the body back in proper position. If the head is translated forward over to the in a frontal plane where it's going from side to side, rotation, that directly has an influence on the flow of the lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm.
So the chiropractic portion of alignment makes a huge difference not only on the nervous system, but directly on the lymphatic system.
Makes sense.
Also, within chiropractic, there as I'm looking at the eight pillars of perfect health, the first one is energy flow.
Mm-hmm.
And we have five pathways of energy flow that we have to work with. There's the nervous system. There's the cerebral spinal fluid system. There's the circulatory system. There's the electromagnetic system. And then there's the lymphatic system. And interestingly enough, there are chiropractic techniques for all five of those types of systems that you can actually utilize, along with acupuncture for the electromagnetic. So as I'm evaluating the body, not only when they have fibromyalgia do they have a blockage in the lymphatic system, which there is a whole system of chiropractic adjustments for the lymph system, which we utilize and makes an immediate difference. But also there's usually some compromise in each of those other five areas. Getting that analyzed, getting those that energy flow opened up makes an immediate difference on people with fibromyalgia.
Mm.
I have many a times that people come in, they're sore, and by the time they go through the chiropractic care, they're like, wow, my pain level just dropped 80%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's critical and gives people a lot of hope. So the structural portion is a very, very important part of what we do. And really getting that energy flow, the body balanced, is critical for the full results of a fibromyalgia case.
What role does acupuncture play?
Well,
fibromyalgia.
Yeah, acupuncture is also a very important aspect. That's working with the electromagnetic energies of the body. But when you have one blockage, then it actually creates more blockages. So acupuncture, there are very immediate types of results that occur. Not only does acupuncture help with the energy flow and the structural integrity of the body, because as you get the electromagnetic energy, there's a relaxation of the tissue, which allows the lymphatic system to flow. But then also, as you're doing that, acupuncture actually changes the physiology of the body. There is very excellent research that shows that the cortisol levels decrease, oxytocin, which is more of your relaxation, happy hormone, increases.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a decrease in the inflammatory process and a reduction in pain. So acupuncture is again, one of the favorite things, besides also chiropractic, that my fibromyalgia patients really appreciate.
And we can do that, needle or non-needle.
Yes.
Some people.
We just had a young lady who came in, and it seems to be the younger people. As you get older, I think you've been through enough things that you kind of lose your... You know, once a woman has had a baby, a little tiny acupuncture needle seems like nothing. Younger people
can attest to that.
Yeah, younger people sit there and go. So we did laser acupuncture, which she felt much, much better and really, really liked.
Uh-huh.
So we can do quite a few different types of ways. So if you're just terrified of needles, we have alternatives.
Okay. What therapies are helpful, you know, that you offer here at the Prather Practice for fibromyalgia?
Well, you know, that's one of the nice things is we have so many different ways of approaching this. And, mm-hmm. you know, the multiple ways of approaching any type of a problem, you get results. So from the chiropractic, we get a 20%, you know, reduction on pain. We get another 10% from the acupuncture. We also then add diathermy is one of my favorite things to get the lymphatic system going. Mm-hmm. Basically, with the diathermy, what you're doing is it's not just a heating device, but it relaxes the circulatory and the lymphatic system so that you get a relaxation and then a definite flow. So we can put that over a concentrated area of lymphatic congestion, and then afterwards the pain is just gone.
Most people fall asleep on it. It's nice and warm.
Yes, it's not just the warmth, but it again creates a physiological change mm-hmm. where the relaxation hormones increase. So diathermy is fantastic. We also have rapid release. Mm-hmm. Which is a little vibrational type of thing. We have platforms that help the lymphatic system move. We have eight
different... You're talking about vibration platforms.
The vibrational platform, which actually you're in charge of. Mm-hmm. You can talk about it a lot better than I can mm-hmm. Because you're in charge of the rehab area.
Right.
Then also we have eight different forms of electrical stimulation. We have ultrasound. So, you know, we can really hit things... And different people respond to things differently. So,
not everybody's on the same treatment plan.
Absolutely right. Not, because we find different responses.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of different types of therapies for fibromyalgia that can really make a difference. And finding out which one works for them is something that we do.
Well, let's go on to, we talk about structure, function, healthcare, medicine. Let's go on to the functional side. What role does homeopathy play with fibromyalgia?
Homeopathy is an amazing type of a product. You can really get very specific, you know, with different types of infections. You can actually make a homeopath for that particular infection, which doesn't take care of the infection directly. But what it does is it actually boosts the body's response to that. You know, the idea of allergens, you know, getting allergy shots, mm-hmm. came from homeopathy. What you do is mm-hmm. you take a very small something along those lines and then introduce it into the body, which stimulates the immune system to no longer be reactive. And if you can do that, then the body makes an incredible change on the autoimmune reaction. So my feeling is that really to be able to treat fibromyalgia without homeopathy would be a very big disservice, and you're not going to get the same results. So whoever you go to for fibromyalgia case should also be doing homeopathic mm-hmm. to really get the full benefits of what your body can do.
Makes sense. And let's talk about diet. Why is diet so important?
Well, diet is absolutely critical. Many of the patients know that diet plays a big role because mm-hmm. they eat something and then they can feel it.
Right.
But there are different types of, as we had said, the gut is where 80% of the immune system is. And if mm-hmm. you can take off the pressure off of that 80% of the immune system, then you can really get rid of the autoimmune reactions and reduce the toxins. Mm-hmm. So from the foods, you can get allergy reactions, which can flare up the fibromyalgia, and you can also increase the toxins. So getting a proper diet, and especially finding out what things you're allergic to. And we can do blood tests and find out exactly what type of diet you need.
Interesting.
So we can sit down after doing a different types of blood tests, say, okay, this is what your diet is to make a difference mm-hmm. on your fibromyalgia. And people find that when they deviate from that, it makes a very big change.
You've talked about the importance of the rotation diet.
Sure.
Rotating foods.
Well, a very fun type of thing that we had is we had a mom who had started this very, very strict diet because her 10-year-old son had fibromyalgia with pains all over and very, very tender, with a lot of other different types of hyperactivity and other different types of things that went along with it because it was also affecting the brain. And she had gone on this very, very strict diet and had seen a little bit of results, but not too much. And I said, you know, you can just do a blood test and find out what the problems are. And it's a whole lot easier because you might be dealing with some, not that the diet isn't good, it's good to head in that direction, but there might be some compromises and make this a lot easier. And interestingly, what we found is the thing that he was reacting to the most was animal glycerin. Which is basically found in soaps. And so what kicks everything off is when the kid goes in and washes his hands with soap. And all of a sudden it was just this huge flare-up. It was actually more that than it was anything dietary. And just making that change has just turned this little guy around.
Wow, that's interesting.
You know, who would have thought?
Right. Well, up next, hear the story of a woman who suffered for years from fibromyalgia when Dr. Prather asked her about an infection that no one else had dealt with.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic exercise machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, Doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course, they all laugh because you know, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room,
right?
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what? The what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body. It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Don't stop believing.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. For our Restoring Hope segment this week, we now go to Elaine Reisner with another patient success story from the Prather Practice.
We are joined by Jeannie to share her story at the Prather Practice. What first brought you in here to the office?
A referral.
Okay, from someone that another family member was seeing?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And had you tried other healthcare options?
Oh, yes. One doctor had even told me I had an incurable disease and just wanted
Lovely.
Me to take pills they prescribed.
So kind of tell me, as much as you feel comfortable, you know, what was going on?
I hurt all over. My lymph nodes were swollen. My legs felt like they had concrete on them, and I felt terrible. I mean, everything in my body hurt.
Huh. For, like, all of the sudden, or?
Oh, no. It had started since I had gotten pregnant, and my son's 12.
Okay.
So it was off and on, and then it just got to where I ended up having to quit my job.
Wow.
Because I couldn't hardly move. I couldn't do anything.
It's affecting a lot of aspects.
And I started gaining a bunch of weight all of a sudden, and so.
And how long ago was all that?
Probably about 3 years ago.
Okay. So you came in and you met Dr. Prather, I'm guessing. And, so kind of tell us about your treatment here.
My first visit, Dr. Prather, one of the first things he said was, "What are they doing about your infection?" Mm-hmm. I said, "Exactly. They always say, oh, you're just fine. Just take this medicine. You have fibromyalgia and there's nothing you can do about it." So I guess I had the EDS, and then they started to figure out what was wrong, and it was an infection. Plus, it, you know, messed up a lot of other things.
Sure. And to give anyone listening, you know, EDS is what we do after we get some blood work done. It's our way of seeing what supplements or what homeopathics the patient might need in order to get their situation taken care of in a holistic manner, instead of just slapping a prescription on it and calling it a day.
Exactly. There's no masking the problem.
Exactly.
It's fixing it.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And then do you get adjustments here as well?
Yes.
Okay. So kind of like a one-stop shop.
Exactly.
Like.
Yeah.
Okay.
We come here and get it all done.
Awesome. So tell me about your progression, how you're doing today. Then you bring family members with you too, right?
Yes. Yeah. We've probably, since I started, we've referred probably 8 to 10 people.
Wow.
Because
it's
just so wonderful. Yeah. But yeah, when we come, we usually come as a group because we're 3.5 hours away, but it's definitely always worth it.
Awesome. Wonderful. And how are you feeling today?
I feel great.
Okay.
Yes. And all the things that were wrong, Dr. Prather said that it would take probably about 2 years, and he was right. Mm-hmm. And I didn't ever once doubt him. I mean, I knew he knew what, you know, he knew what he was talking about.
Sure.
And I feel wonderful.
Awesome.
I mean, I have not felt this good, and I don't even know.
Wonderful.
I don't know if I've ever felt this good.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
That's good. That's great. So for someone out there listening who maybe is in intense amount of pain or was told by another doctor that, oh, it's something that you'll just take this prescription for the rest of your life and basically just deal with it. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, wondering or curious as to if that was really correct or if there might be another answer. What is some advice that you would give them?
I would say to definitely come here. And just because other doctors may say this is what you need, it's not necessarily true. And why not give it a shot? If you're in so much pain, you should get to the point where you're like, okay, I'll try anything.
Sure.
And come here and you won't regret it.
Yeah. Wonderful. And it seems like you gained, you know, a lot more than just being out of pain. I'm sure you put life on or years onto your life and quality of life,
yes.
Obviously, and increased.
Definitely.
And all that,
yeah.
Kind of good stuff.
I lift weights now, and
wow,
for a while I couldn't even play with my son. I felt so bad.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, hey, congratulations, and I'm glad that we've been able to help you, and hopefully we keep on the upper hand of it and get you feeling even better, if
me
that's even
too.
Possible.
I don't know, but
you seem like you're feeling pretty good, so maybe not.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Prather Plan Weight Loss Program is safe, comprehensive, medically supervised, and designed just for you. Forget the trendy diets and instead start with a roadmap that actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning and increased energy. The Prather Plan has 6, 10, or 14-week programs with a proven record of success and with guaranteed weight loss. The Prather Plan is an individualized program that is tailored to your needs to create healthy new habits in your life. You'll receive support from a certified health counselor, a nutritionist, and an exercise physiologist for maximum results. Many weight loss programs can include unhealthy loss of muscle or organ weight. We target your ideal body fat percentage so you can lose body fat in a healthy way where the pounds stay off. Contact the Prather Practice today to schedule a consultation and create a healthier you. 317-848-8048 or on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice. Restoring hope.